بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We are still in this chapter in which we are commanded that we should command the right and we should forbid the wrong. And we had read the first hadith in which he said that whoever sees anything wrong being done, then he should stop it by the force of his hand. If he cannot, then he should speak out against it. If he cannot, then by his heart he should try and bring the changes. In that we actually, the explanation was given, and further explanation follows now. The command to reform the wrong applies irrespective of whether one witnesses it being perpetrated or not. That is, that when some wrong is being done, it does not necessarily mean we be present there. But even if we know about it, we must also condemn the wrong. We must not just let it go past like that. Wherever wrong takes place, it should be condemned and it should be forbidden. Whether one is himself practicing or whether he is not what he is preaching or not. And this also is not an excuse that I am not practicing. So how can I stop other people? Like for example, a person is a smoker and he doesn't stop other people from smoking. That is a separate guna of his. Because smoking is not a desirable thing, it is undesirable. And according to some ulama, it is not permissible at all also. So it is also a thing, even if a person, for example, a father is not making namaz, but he should command his children to make namaz. Of course, it will have better effect when he makes namaz, of course. And he should be making namaz. But if he is not making namaz, it is still his duty to command his children, his family, that they should make namaz. And if a person is not practicing, that is not an excuse that you are not preaching. You must still be preaching. And that will help you yourself also. That reality will dawn on you that I'm telling others to not to smoke, I'm telling others to make namaz, read Quran, and I'm not doing it myself. The reality will come in oneself also. And of course, the best effect is when a person is practicing himself, or whether his contribution will bear any fruit or not. This also is a common thing that we say, what's the use of telling people, people do not listen. That is not an excuse not to say it. Whether people, Allah Ta'ala has said, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ ذِكْرَ عَتَنْ فَالْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Remind, a reminder is beneficial for the believers. So even if people, we feel that they are not listening, but Allah says the reminder is beneficial. So we can't speak against the Quran Sharif. That is another guna, a very serious guna on its own. That Allah is saying that reminder is beneficial. And we say that it's no use reminding people. Nobody listens. So that is not an excuse either. So, and whether it will bear fruit or not, that is not in our jurisdiction. In all these situations, one needs to effect the change in the most appropriate manner. In all these conditions, whenever any wrong is taking place, as the hadith is clear, it is our duty to try and correct it in the best suitable way. Whatever means we use, it is we should think which means we must use. But basically, in the heart, it must be that change must come and things must become right. Just because of the flow, everyone is doing it, so we can't do anything about it. That is no excuse. Everyone is doing it, we also are doing it. And that is also no excuse. What is the truth? And everyone knows what is the truth. What is the true deen of Allah Ta'ala and the teachings of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that was from the past which has been brought to us and what we are going to in the future in the qabr also we know. Which deen we are going to. For the day of Qiyamah also we know. So it is our duty to always remind people about what is right and to discourage them from all what is wrong. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.